I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
John Gardner, this guy is the mayor of a town in South Carolina. I believe it's called Anor. What's so funny about that?
Anor.
It's A-Y-N-O-R. I never know how to pronounce it. So, Anor. Anor sounds funny, but anyways, he's the mayor in South Carolina in this area. He was stopped by police after they noticed him swerving all over the road on his lawnmower.
Swerving.
At first, the cops laughed in the background of the dash cam video when they first came across the lawnmower on the road. When the mower didn't stop, they pulled up next to it and asked the mayor to pull over.
When I was in high school, people would just drive their lawnmowers to school.
Did they have like tractor day or something like that? Out in the country, you could bring your combine in.
Yep.
Yeah, I like our mayor here, but we need to have him kind of be cool like this. Apparently, the mower didn't stop and they pulled him over. The mayor set a can on the lawnmower when he got off, and one of the cops noticed, hey, that's a beer can.
Uh-oh.
The mayor kept apologizing, and one of the cops told him that another cop was on his way for him. The mayor hopes this video does not stop people for voting for him, and he wants to remain the town's mayor in future elections.
Oh.
He was not charged or cited for the incident. Are you kidding me?
That is nuts. This was North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Okay.
They're more relaxed in the South.
Yeah, they are.
God forbid you see me out one weekend just driving around Broad Ripple on my riding lawnmower with a brewski trying to head down for a drink. You know, I'm going to be on the news for that one. Okay, let's go on to another story today. Three guys, they robbed a Verizon store. This happened in Chicago last Friday, and they did it at gunpoint. They tied up two employees and stole a bunch of stuff.
Scary.
Yeah, no kidding, including 20 cell phones. Then they got into a high-speed chase after someone spotted their car on the highway, but they only made it about 8 miles before they crashed their vehicle. At that point, they took off running, but they didn't really know the area that well, and they ended up trying to hide out at a police station.
What?
People are so dumb. Like, you don't have, I mean, I guess you don't have, some are as marked as others, but you don't have unmarked police stations. It says something when you walk into the building.
I cannot even believe what I'm hearing right now.
One of them got caught trying to climb over a wall into the police parking lot.
Dude.
That might have been a sign. The other two actually ran into the police station, and police found them hiding behind a vending machine in the lobby.
Wow.
They're facing a bunch of charges, including armed robbery, aggravated robbery, unlawful restraint, and being a dumbass. And your final dummy of the day story today, a 46-year-old guy named Victor and a 42-year-old guy named Blake went looting in Jacksonville, Florida. I hate that. Like, that, when you see coverage of any hurricane or natural disaster,
absolutely terrible.
I can see people, though, and some people might disagree with this, too. If people are going for a grocery store and you're coming out with food because you're trying to survive and be hungry, that's cool. If you're going to get like a new pair of Jordans and you want like a 50-inch TV, no, like I think like you should be taken out. Like that's a crime.
But you have to have good shoes for the hurricane.
Are those good shoes for the hurricane? I'd expect to go like to an outdoor store or something like that.
Yeah, why aren't they going to get Hunter boots?
I'd go to REI or something like that.
Those look better.
Either way, these guys, they weren't doing any of that. They were stealing something else, though. This happened, like I said, right after Hurricane Irma. They were going to not get a TV. They weren't going to get a phone, nothing like that. They had bigger dreams. These guys, they tried to steal an entire metal telephone pole.
For what?
Make phone calls during emergencies.
I guess they had bad reception. No.
What?
Someone called the cops after they saw the guys strapping this giant, imagine like a giant pole outside.
They're huge.
They tried to strap it to the top of their Kia SUV.
Please.
Like, was it like a Kia Sorento?
Please stop. People like that, just no.
It looked cartoonish how big this pole was and how small their vehicle was. The guy's plan, this is why they did it, Alex, was to sell for scrap metal. But the cops stopped them before they could get too far and arrested them for grand theft.
Idiots.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.